It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene. Today in Your Health, we're going to answer some questions about health care reform. The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, call it what you will, it is coming soon. In a few months, people without health insurance will be able to start signing up for coverage that begins on January 1st. Now, we've heard a lot about this law, and sometimes it's not all that easy to understand. So starting today and continuing occasionally through the summer and fall, our in-house expert on the law is going to help guide us. Here's NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner.
Let's start by stipulating that there are lots of things about the health law still in dispute and a matter of intense political debate. But given that the law has not been repealed after numerous attempts and the major pieces of the law are about to take effect, we thought it would be helpful to try to explain them as dispassionately as we can. So we'll begin with the biggest question of all. Who is this major part of the law going to impact? For the answer, let's go right to the top. President Obama himself. Here's how he explained it at a news conference earlier this spring.
What is left to be implemented is those provisions to help the 10 to 15% of the American public that is unlucky enough that they don't have health insurance.
Now, that's still more than 30 million people. Some of them are adults with pre-existing conditions who've been turned down for coverage. Some may be working at jobs at small businesses that can't afford to offer health coverage, or they have jobs that do offer coverage, but they don't work enough hours to qualify. So really, all that stuff you've been hearing about exchanges and marketplaces, here's how the president explains what's going to happen for those roughly 30 million Americans who need coverage.
And what we're doing is we're setting up a pool so that they can all pool together and get a better deal from insurance companies. And those who can't afford it, we're going to provide them with some subsidies.
Now, of course, it's nowhere near that simple. There's going to be a lot of details, different plans to choose from with different premiums and copayments. Some people will be eligible for different subsidies depending on the plan they choose, and some will be eligible for Medicaid if their state decides to expand it. There are also big worries that all that enrollment information might not get where it needs to go, at least not at first, and that computers that are supposed to be able to talk to each other might end up talking different languages. But what about people who already have insurance at work?
For the 85 to 90% of Americans who already have health insurance, this thing's already happened. And their only impact is that their insurance is stronger, better, more secure than it was before. Full stop. That's it.
By that, the president means many of the benefits of the law have already taken effect for those with insurance. For example, insurance companies can no longer cancel policies just because you've made a mistake on your application. And for parents, one part of the law has made a huge impact already.
Their kids are able to stay on their health insurance until they're 26 years old.
More than 3 million young adults have taken advantage of that provision alone. Now, all this is not to say that nothing will change or everything will be great for people with employer health insurance. The law hasn't actually reduced premiums. It hasn't stopped a trend that predated the health law of employers shifting more health costs to workers. And while most employers who offer insurance now are expected to continue to offer it in the future, some may drop coverage and send workers to the health exchanges instead. But for now, the focus is on the uninsured and getting them coverage. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
And Julie will be staying with us to take your questions over the summer and fall. If you have a question about how the Affordable Care Act will work or how it might affect you, you can ask Julie. Send your questions to morningedition@npr.org, and we'll answer some in an upcoming segment.